New Hampshire's 42nd Highland Games took place this weekend in Lincoln. It's one of the largest gatherings like it in the U.S. NHBR's Corey Princell attended, where she heard from the many Americans there about what the celebration of Scottish culture means to them.
My family came over in 1775 to Nova Scotia, and then my grandfather came down from Nova Scotia to Boston area in the 1900s. So I'm an Armstrong.
I have a lot of Scottish heritage in my family. My mother's from the Henderson clan. My father is from the McRae clan.
Between my dad and my mom, we're Irish, Scottish, English, maybe a little bit of Welsh. So this is a way for us to kind of embrace some of that history and to see some of the things. Four of our family have been to Scotland, not during the games, but just to see Scotland itself. And so it's kind of nice to see that your kind of heritage come to life.
Oh, they got the tabor toss, you got the pipes and drums, you got, food, beer, I mean, everything.
My favorite part is the games.
Of course, watching the games and watching, Hafthor, lift boulders that are 400 pounds above his head is pretty amazing, too, and breaking some world records. So.
My name is Parker Bell, and I'm a snare drummer and bass drummer with the New Hampshire Pipes and Drums. I guess half of it is the culture and half of it is the music. The people are just so nice, and just the sounds are just like echoing off the mountains. It's just so magical. I love it.
Jim Roberts, and what attracts me is I do 18th century reenacting also. So to me, it's the history behind the whole Jacobite movement, whether you like it or not, the three wars. And I think the thing about Scots in general over the years is their resiliency it seemed like every 100 years they were fighting the English, trying to get their independence.
My name is Ronald Beard. I'm the fire chief, code compliance officer for the town of Lincoln, and I live right here in town. This weekend, it's a huge economic boost to both Lincoln and Woodstock. I mean, there probably isn't a spare room available in either town. And it's a tradition now. I believe it's 42 years now. And really means a lot to the community. The community does everything they can to help them out. And as you go around the grounds here, I could walk you around and point out there's school teachers, there's shop owners that come here just to work the Highland Games. It's that important to them. Yeah, it's just teamwork and high spirits.
That story was produced by NHBR's Corey Princell. Corey lived in Scotland before she moved to New Hampshire. You can read her thoughts about what it was like to attend a Highland Games in America on our website, nhpr.org.